Thank you very much, Chris. Yes, I am with Mason Nowoski. And Mason, boy, you really brought it this week.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a tough task. We knew we had some other teams had some good guards that we were going to have to really get after defensively. So really just try to do that. And like today, Kingbird and Brown, both great shooters, can get to the basket. So we knew if we could slow them down a little bit, we had a good chance to win. And I felt like we did that pretty well tonight.
Do you like playing in this gym? Because you've been awesome here in the three games that you guys have played here.
I mean, it's a lot different, but yeah, I definitely like it. Big crowd, just love the atmosphere. Our student section's great. It's loud in here. You couldn't hear anything. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great environment for all of your games that you guys were here for. But for you specifically on the offensive end in the last two games, you've been everywhere making a lot of shots, getting into double digits. How have you been able to do that?
You know, I just try to shoot it with confidence. I felt like last game I had a few that were almost all the way down and then pop back out. So I was just hoping some of those would fall tonight. And it was nice to start off hot. I think I started four for four from the field. So that was nice to get on a little roll and get some rhythm. And then that carries over to defense too.
Yeah, your defense has been tremendous. And it feels like you really love playing defense, don't you?
Yes, I do. That is probably my favorite part of the game. I like to guard the best player and try to set a goal, hold them to whatever it is, 10 points, or if they're really, really good player, maybe it's 15. And yeah, just try to do the best I can to help my teammates out.
How difficult is it to guard Brown and Kingbird Jr.?
Yeah, it's super difficult. You have their bigs coming and setting picks constantly, so you're just getting banged up left and right. But I thought our post did a great job hedging out, which gave us time to get back and recover, because if you give those two even 3 seconds of time, they're going to hit a three in that time. So yeah.
And you guys really were able to set the tone in this game. You controlled the pace early. How important was that to building that lead and then really getting it into double digits and you never look back?
Yeah, we knew, we talked about it in practice yesterday, that we didn't really want to get into a shootout because we knew that they could run and that they could go on a 10-12 run in no time, like you saw in the semifinals round when they came back from 15 in a span of 3 minutes. So we just tried to slow the tempo down and just take good shots. We didn't want to take any quick shots in the possession. We have 35 seconds to work the ball around, and I thought we did that well, which led to good looks. Preston had some really good moves down low, and then Stolte, he came alive in the second half with some big end ones, and then Breyer's defense was just phenomenal. So yeah, we all just worked together and played our game.
This truly was a team victory.
Yes, it was, definitely. Yeah, we worked hard. We worked hard for this one.
What was the preparation like? You didn't have a lot of time to prepare for this one.
Yeah, we just had yesterday for practice, and our coaches really just keyed in on Brown and Kingbird to try to slow them down because, like we said, they could score 30 any night. I think that Kingbird guy had 43 or something like that in the semifinals. So we just want to try to maintain them to 15, maybe 20, and not let the other guys get hot because that's when they can really do damage.
What was that feeling like standing on the ladder cutting down the net?
It felt great. It's a dream come true. I've played basketball with Derek and Caden and Cody since I was in, I don't know, kindergarten. And we've worked hard and just thankful for this moment.
What's it like playing with those guys?
It's a lot of fun. Obviously, Caden, he can go get a bucket whenever he wants. Derek's a great shooter from the outside. Tonight, he did great attacking the basket. And Cody, he just battles down low, getting rebounds. Did great. I think he shot well from the free throw line tonight. And yeah, he's just a good player to have on your team.
Sounds pretty good to be saying, hey, I'm going to state.
Yes, it does. We're really excited. This is the goal at the beginning of the year, and here we are.
Still another goal to check off the list, though?
Yeah, definitely. We want to go down there and try to compete. We obviously know Cherry's a really good team. They're ranked one, and we played them earlier in the regular season, and they've got some kids that can really play. But hopefully we can just play our best basketball, and whatever the outcome is, that's what it'll be.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on the victory. You had a heck of a tournament run up to this point, and best of luck down at state.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and back up to you, Chris.